Right now, time for another edition of our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hotson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater. It's been a little while since we've talked about Arts Alive, a very big piece of what the Tibbetts does, obviously, as an arts council to try to bring the opportunity for folks to find out about art and also participate in the art process. Joining us in the studio to talk about it, one of the key volunteers of Arts Alive, and that's Darcy Gaff, but also Deb Thennan, who's the executive director, president of the organization. And Deb, maybe give people kind of an overview of how Arts Alive got started and what the group is all about, what you're really trying to accomplish with Arts Alive.
Well, the way we got started, I think it was Barb Rosine that first kind of drew the community together. And, you know, we actually have been talking a lot about that first initial meeting of all of the artists from the community and how many there were. And I think with that, our direction, what we want to do now is really get those people in the door and get those artists back into our group and get them to try to help us find a new direction for Arts Alive and find a continuum with the arts in downtown and getting everybody involved.
Almost like an artist co-op. I mean, there's not a lot of officers or big business necessarily to do. It's really about presenting your art, right?
Right. Oh, definitely. And that's really all we want to be, is kind of this, you know, this place for artists to come to and get their artwork out there and have their artwork seen.
Yeah. And for you, you've been involved in arts for a number of years, pottery.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. What other things are you involved with right now, art-wise?
Oh, art-wise? Ooh, pottery. And that's, I think, where my main focus is. With the art shows that we have coming up with the Tibbetts Gallery, I always try to give those assignments to myself and try to always create art, whether it's pottery, photography. I kind of dabble in all of it, but it's kind of whatever I'm in the mood for.
Yeah, Darcy, how about you? What attracted you to Arts Alive, and what's your art passion?
Well, I'm new to the community, and I was looking for ways to kind of network and meet people. And I am kind of more of a crafts artist, and I paint furniture, and I just cobble things together. And I just thought it would be a great way to kind of incorporate that. And I was starting a small business, and I really wanted to be able to bring local craftsmen into my business so I could show their work as well.
Yeah. As you're getting to know more people here, are you kind of surprised at how many people there actually are involved in the arts in this community? There are quite a few.
There are, and there's so many talented people right here among us that are really doing neat things.
You've obviously in the past, Deb, have had the art walk, and you're going to go back to the spring and fall versions of that. But actually coming up for Ice Fest in January, you're going to have kind of a special treat for people too, right?
Yes, we thought we'd mix it up a little bit. And for the art walk, we are going to be at Ice Fest this year, and that will be on January 30th. And we will be having kind of a group of artists at actually Darcy's store at Modern Revival. And we'll be having soup or chili there. We'll be one of the soup stops or chili stops. So people can come in and see what Darcy has to offer and see what the community artists have to offer. So we'll have some of our members of Arts Alive there, as well as a few community artists as well, sharing what they create.
Obviously looking for volunteers, more people to be involved all the time, not just from an artist standpoint presenting, but also being volunteers, kind of like you, Darcy, right? Encouraging people to get involved, because obviously you've had a good experience so far, right?
Absolutely. I think when you're keying people into an organization or a group and they're passionate about something, I think it's really exciting. And not only does it help them build their momentum, but it gets you excited about your own work as well.
Yeah. And folks can obviously contact Sarah at the Tibbetts. She's kind of the point person for the Arts Alive organization. But it really, as we said, kind of falls under that whole fold of what Tibbetts tries to do as an arts council here in Branch County to get involved with it. So what are you working on right now, Deb? Is there a pottery project you're working on right now?
Yeah, I have a few Christmas commissions that I'm working on.
<All right. laughs>
But no, I just finished some pieces for our upcoming show, Live, Laugh, Love, for next, next January. So that'll be our first January show. So, okay. Yeah, get busy.
And Darcy, real quick, give people an overview of your store downtown, what it's all about.
We do custom designed furniture, shabby chic furniture, home decor, and accessories. We're in the newly renovated Kerr Building, mm-hmm. So we're on West Chicago Street, 69 West Chicago Street. And we also feature a lot of local vendors that are doing really neat crafts and art. And actually, Deb is in my her work is in my store.
Okay. Well, great addition to downtown. Welcome to downtown and welcome to Arts Alive. Deb Thennan and Darcy Gaff from Arts Alive with us, giving you an update on what they're up to these days on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hotson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater.